This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's overall childhood poverty rate is better than the U.S. average, but that's not the whole picture. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more on a new Kids Count report.
About 12% of kids in Colorado experienced poverty in 2021. On the surface, that statistic implies the state's children are doing fairly well when it comes to economic prosperity. But the distribution of that wealth is lopsided, with rural communities in the South faring far worse. For instance, 36% of children in Costilla County are living in poverty, compared to 3% in Douglas County. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The El Paso County Sheriff has reached a settlement over the death of a jail inmate in 2021. William Johnson's family will receive $3 million after he was found unresponsive in his cell. The county coroner determined he died of a seizure disorder associated with epilepsy, drugs, and COVID. Voters in Mesa County will decide in November if term limits should be extended for the county clerk, treasurer, and assessor. County Commissioner Cody Davis said the move follows similar changes made around the state, but he acknowledged it could allow indicted former county clerk Tina Peters to return.
Well, most counties are trying to extend terms for professional services that the clerk and recorder, that the treasurer and assessor provide. And then, yes, it would be three consecutive terms, so she could come back, theoretically, and serve three consecutive terms.
County leaders say increasing term limits from 2 terms to 3 would help retain qualified officials. The Denver Zoo has a new baby orangutan. 14-year-old Irina gave birth to her first baby over the weekend. Zookeepers believe the baby is a female, and they say mother and daughter are doing well. Visitors can get a look at the pair in their enclosure. This is the first Sumatran orangutan born at the Denver Zoo since 2018. The species is critically endangered, and the zoo says this is a big win for conservation. In Denver today, a high of 97 and staying warm into the weekend. This is CPR News.